Have far too many people been sleeping in the Predators, Chris?
Well, especially now, I think that, you know, you see their path, you know, emerging, and I think probably every hockey writer is silently fist pumping under the table at the prospect of spending a couple weeks in Nashville at the Cup Final. And you know, they are flying below the radar. Though I was there right at the end of the regular season, at least visited, I believe, the second last week of the year, and at that point they were hovering around the bottom part of the conference. Not a lot of hype. The Leafs actually beat them that night. They didn't lose many games at home this season, but that was one of them. And you know, I don't think a lot of people saw this coming necessarily. But again, I do think that it's kind of a boring topic in some ways. But honestly, the gap between teams is just narrowed to the degree that if anyone gets hot, you know, I think it's possible. We haven't really seen a Cinderella team. I'm not even sure who we'd label the Cinderella team win a cup under this system yet, but you know, it seems to me we're getting much closer to it. And you know, when you have the blue line, the Predators have the best in the league still. And you know, they get some goaltending, and they've got a few sort of players no one spends much time thinking about that scored 30 goals this year. They kind of have the right mix. And you know, and seeing the way they beat the Blackhawks and how they played now in the second round against St. Louis, it would not surprise me in the least to see them go all the way to the Cup Final.
And you know, look, I'm not sure what it would do for TV ratings and all of those things. And certainly if you're in Edmonton or Anaheim, you're not thinking this way. But look, I think Nashville in the plan for the Stanley Cup would be a good thing for, you know, it'd be a great thing for sports writers, as you already alluded to, because it's a fun town. But they'll go crazy there. Like, that is a very good town. You know, it's a good hockey town.
It's a good sports town.
But you know, they, in terms of big league sports, they kind of have it to themselves. And well, they, you know, there's an NFL team there, but they have. There's a real kind of passionate, engaged fan base there. And, you know, like Anaheim, God love them, they've won the Cup, but it's a subset of greater Los Angeles. You know, it's like a team in a parking lot. That's kind of what it feels like, the way Jersey used to feel that way when they're out in the Meadowlands. Just kind of there's no there. But, I think if Nashville goes and plays for the Stanley Cup, it'll be the biggest thing that's happened there sports-wise in a long time. I think it'll feel like that. And you know, it would be good to see people in a non-traditional market kind of going nuts. I'd rather see Edmonton in the finals, but you know, I'd certainly rather see those guys than Anaheim.
Well, and pretty quietly, they sold out every single home game this year. They're delivering their best TV audiences in the history of the franchise during this playoff run, and you know, they've sort of carved into the fan base. And you know, I think sometimes, because Canadians tend to look down their nose at some of those non-traditional markets, we have to recognize it takes a long time to build into sort of the psyche of a community, you know, a support for a team, you know, a true support, one where people live and die with it. And I would guess that's what they're doing right now, no matter where this ride ends up, that, you know, there are kids there that 20 years from now, you know, that team will be far more established and they'll be adults and you know, they'll be remembering a playoff run like this one. I mean, that tends to be how it works. And, you know, they've got a pretty exciting team right now. And then it looks like they're having a lot of fun. I've only been watching those games from afar, but they kind of have a certain sort of mojo going. And, you know, part of that is probably the fact they're unburdened by expectations. They're not really expected to do anything special this spring, but they have a great opportunity. And I'm with you, Steve. And I think, you know, that even just a simple thing, the fact that their building's right smack dab in the middle of their city,
yes, mm-hmm,
right off the main strip of honky-tonk bars and all that stuff. I mean, it's a great place to go. I'd recommend any of the listeners, if you're ever just looking for a hockey road trip, to get down there at some point. It's a nice spot, and they're clearly, you know, they've captured kind of the imagination of that community in a way that no Predators team in the past had before.
No, and it is a great crowd. I mean, I've been lucky enough to cover a couple of games there. It is a great crowd to be a part of. They have a lot of fun, and you know what? And I don't know if they love hockey, but God, they love their team. I mean, they really do. That's right. Simply what it comes down to is they absolutely love their team.